All right, Wednesday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat starting right there. 23, Justin Blake, Diana, 91263, Scott Alot, Jack and Daisy, Jules, 21 hours. Natsua, 99, already on the Rumble Rants, $20. USA Abby Girl is on. Sheila K is on. Judy Anita is on. Aaron Yeager is on. LA 106 Times is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Aphrodites is on. Veronica 18201 is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. Mike Griffith is on. Jim Kohler is on. Fire Pits is on. Let me see who I haven't named yet. Joe Heathen is on. Will Gilbert is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Texas Billy is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Wendell Lovett is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Kep Guy 1 is on. Sean Hiltebeitel is on. La Picket Fence is on. Conservative Waffles on. R Major 79 is on. Black Bart 201 is on. PJ Wiles 1 is on. Dave Souders is on. Hark Marvey is on. Snarl Barky is on. Ambully is on. Ugly Sticks on. Let me see who I haven't named yet. Let me see. Milwaukee James is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Urinator 1121 is on. D9597 is on. Gritterdom is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Chopper Supernut is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Those Jesus people is on. John Phillips on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Now, you all know that you're garbage, right? You, me, Will, Aaron, we're all garbage. Joe Biden decided. And here's the thing. I'm trying to remember who. I think it was the older millennial. I think it is him. And it was one of the tirades that I can't play. Because some of them I just can't edit enough. Because the older millennial, when he's mad, he does like one colossal F-bomb, mother F-bomb after another. And I can't even tell Aaron there's not enough video to edit outside of the F-words. So like one of them, he was just talking about, will Joe Biden have a deplorable moment? As a matter of fact, I think that's the good one. And it's in the post game. But anyway, so Joe Biden decides to have a deplorable moment. But here's the one thing that he was talking about. Again, it may be split between the two videos. But Joe Biden, we're going to have to assume at this point, hates Kamala Harris. I mean, we really do. And I am stealing this concept from the older millennial. We're going to have to assume this because right when she finally sort of has a niche. Now, none of us bought into the Puerto Rican garbage barge, you know, island that's an island that is garbage myth. I mean, the statement that was made at the Trump rally by the comedian. It's actually pretty funny, by the way. I've been listening to him a lot, and man, he is pretty funny. But anyway, didn't really think it was a great time to do that particular joke. Didn't use a lot of wisdom using that joke in doing that joke right there. But anyway, where he just said there's an island of garbage floating off the coast of the United States of America, and that island is called Puerto Rico. So the left kind of had their little foothold on it. You know, I mean, not a legitimate one. One going to sway the election or anything like that. But you know what? Sometimes you have to give the idiots, you know what, their due and say, hey, the idiots got a talking point for 24 hours, right? Joe Biden makes sure that he sabotages Kamala Harris's only positive thing that she's had going for her in her campaign for over a month. She's had nothing. She finally does this big rally in Washington, D.C., and they bust in, which I'll show you in a minute. Because that you're like, Tom, you said they weren't going to do any. I never said they weren't going to do any more rallies. I said, do you ever wonder why they're not doing any more big rallies? Because they can't afford to do them when you're paying people somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000 to show up, even if you have a $2 billion war chest. So she had absolutely nothing going for her at all, except for this Puerto Rican slight in her mind. That was just a joke. But she had that going. And what does Joe Biden do? He comes out and calls everybody who supports Donald Trump garbage and pulls the rug right out from underneath her again. It's not the first time that he's done this. He's done this too. He's never shown up. Get this now. Does everyone realize that in 3 years, and let's see now, what are we about, 2 months from the election? So basically, 3 years and 9 months of being president of the United States, so fraudulently elected, he's never done a press conference in the press secretary's room where Karine Jean-Pierre is. He's never gone to that podium until now. And he does it right when Kamala Harris is like taking the stage somewhere. I mean, we're going to have to assume now that Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris. And the older millennial actually said in his video, we all know who Joe Biden voted for. I mean, come on. If you go out there and you dredge up 14 million votes for yourself in the middle, and by the way, that was still at the front end of the primary season. And you get 14 million votes for yourself, and they all get taken away from you by the Pelosi, by Nancy Pelosi, who's nothing more than a hand puppet for the globalist left. And of course, so is Kamala Harris. And you get stolen from, you get the presidency stolen from you. Jill Biden was fighting against it, so your own wife doesn't want it to happen. You don't want it to happen. It gets stolen from you by the Pelosi. And you think that he walked in there and voted for Kamala Harris? We all know he voted for Donald Trump. He hates. Again, this is all, I'm not trying to steal from him. This is all the original thoughts of the older millennial. And I agree with him. I just thought those were brilliant thoughts because I'm like, you know, he has to hate her. If you're going to go out and you have one good thing going for you in your mind, and that is that Donald Trump's comedian said that Puerto Rico was an island of garbage. By the way, did he ever say any of the people were garbage? No. Joe Biden then takes it up, not only uses the word garbage, pulling the rug out from underneath Kamala Harris, but he actually calls Trump supporters garbage. Here's the 50-second clip. Play for me, Will.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's a failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. You know, he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've been.
One.
So he actually bumbles his own speech, and he says, none of the Puerto Ricans that I know are good people. That's what he said. That's what he said. And then he calls, so yes, all of us, including the Puerto Ricans, are good people now. Because he said none of the good, and he bumbled up his speech, none of the Puerto Ricans that I know in Delaware are good people. None of the Puerto Ricans that he knows are good people. And then he says the only people that are garbage are Trump supporters. So, of course, that was a Viva Fry video, by the way. So now a Queen Katerina video. So here comes Goebbels. Goebbels, KGP, Karine Jean-Pierre. Here comes Goebbels out to try to cover for Joe Biden, calling all of us on the right, millions upon tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of us, calling us all garbage. Here comes Karine Jean-Pierre to try to cover for Biden. Play for me, Will.
Can you just address the president's comments yesterday referring to Trump supporter as garbage?
And a couple of things. So just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Which is why he put out, this is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
And so just want to make that very clear for folks who are watching. And I just want to read that out to folks. So he was regarding to the comedian. And I quote, I refer to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at the rally don't reflect who we are as a nation. And to your question, your other question that you asked, no, he does not view Trump supporters or anybody who supports Trump as garbage. That is not what he views.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
I mean, she's just going to contradict. Again, this is the classic leftist 2024 approach, is to deny everything that you see. Crime is down. That's not what I see. The economy is great. That's not what I see. Inflation is going down and wages are going up. That's not what I see. He did not say, this is what her quote was. He did not say that Trump supporters were garbage. And they play the video over and over again there, Queen Katerina, showing that's exactly what he said. The only garbage that I see are Trump supporters. The only garbage that I see are his supporters. The only garbage that I see are his supporters. And she has the audacity to stand at a podium and say, he never said that. And then, of course, you know, she's reading from a written statement. Now, I'm not one to be the grammar police, oh, maybe a little bit. I kind of am. I was raised with an English teacher. But I'm not one that corrects people's English, and I don't use it when we're like, if I'm battling with someone back and forth on Twitter, I don't, you know, police their grammar. But here, if you're going to be the press secretary of the United States of America, the press secretary of the White House, and you're reading off of a written statement explaining what Joe Biden said, which is, they're not explaining anything of what Joe Biden said. They're simply trying to explain away what Joe Biden said. Trying to put out gaslit propaganda about what Joe Biden didn't say. He didn't say that he was talking about the comedian. He said Trump's supporters were garbage. So if you're going to read off of a laminated statement given to you by, I'm stealing this from Aaron, by some White House 19-year-old moronic intern, then you know what? Maybe you ought to check the grammar on it. Because this is what she said. Quote, he was not regarding to the comedian. What does that even mean? He was not regarding to the comedian? I mean, I know that her sole qualification to be White House press secretary is that she's black, a lesbian, and the first black lesbian. But if you know, she can read whether something is proper grammar or not. He was regarding to the comedian. That's what it was. I can't even understand it. I'm trying to read it because it makes sense. This quote, he was regarding to the comedian. And you think that's proper speech? I mean, we are an international laughingstock. When the press secretary of the United States of America, the White House, reads a pre-written statement, he was regarding to the comedian. Here's another one. This is what she said. Biden said, quote, I was referring to Trump supporter. That's a quote. That doesn't make sense. It would have to be, I was referring to a Trump supporter or the Trump supporter. No, this is what Joe Biden said. The president of the United States with his finger on the nuclear button. I was referring to Trump supporter. You're like, Tom, you left some. I didn't leave anything out. Those are direct quotes. If you're going to read off a pre-written statement, please double check the freaking grammar. Amen. So here's Trump, Greg Price video. Here's Trump's response to Biden's statement. Play for me.
Interrupt you for a moment. Stand by for a moment. Trump is answering some questions from reporters.
Joe Biden to make that statement, it's really a disgrace.
Now, he didn't win the election with these things, but he sealed the elections with these things. Trump sealed the election by working at McDonald's and driving a garbage truck. I'm telling you right now, sealed it. He sealed it. What a great move. Who's running this guy's election? Who's ever doing it is brilliant. Because I didn't know about I had serious questions because Bannon was locked up, and I thought they should have hired Bannon from the beginning if he was available, if he wanted to be hired. But who's ever doing Trump's campaign is actually brilliant. Putting him in that garbage truck, then you got Benny Johnson, Vivek Ramaswamy also showing up to a Trump rally in a garbage truck. Brilliant. Absolutely freaking brilliant. They have no answers for any of it. It takes the life out of their argument. And again, Biden must hate Harris to give Trump that ammo. To say that all of Trump's supporters were garbage people because you knew Trump would end up in a garbage truck. I mean, you knew he would. And he just sealed the election right there. Sealed it. All right, let's go on. So election fraud going on everywhere. It's the title of the show tonight. It's becoming blatantly obvious. It's not good. It's horrible. It's the only way we can lose is via election fraud unless everyone decides to get cocky and not vote. The only way we can lose is if everybody gets cocky and doesn't vote and thinks we've got this thing won because we don't. And by the way, don't get cocky because, you know what, Trump always polls low credit. Bannon war room on this. Bannon's back. Great thing. Listen to all three of his segments today in the Bannon war room. Make sure you subscribe to those things. So the only way we can lose is if we get cocky. And a lot of people are like, well, Trump always polls lower than what or higher than what they say. Don't bank on that. Because all of these polls are either 50-49 Trump, 50-49 Trump, 50-50 Trump-Harris. I know what Polymarket says, but I'm just saying, don't bank on these things and think my vote doesn't count. That's how everybody loses. Go out and make sure you vote, and vote early. Vote tomorrow. Vote tomorrow. Get out and vote now. Bank your vote, because they're already pulling all kinds of crap. They're not even letting us vote early. You think they're going to let you vote election day? They're not even letting people vote early. Look at Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Easy to remember. So here's the older millennial video. This is voter fraud. They closed the line at 1:45. Anybody ever heard of that in your life before? Will, Aaron, me?
No.
You guys ever heard of them closing an election line? Ever in your life at 1:45? It's usually 7 at night, early voting, 5 in the afternoon. Here, 7 at night. I think it's six, maybe it's 5 or 6 at night. I don't remember. But it's 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night, I think, here. You can early vote. And they decided to close the polling place at 1:45? That's never been done before, folks, in Pennsylvania. So again, older millennial video. This is voter fraud. They closed the line at 1:45, claiming that, why did they close it? Here is their actual response. This is their convoluted response. It's slow. That's their response. That's why they closed it. They closed it because that's the best response they could come up with. Why are you closing it? Because it's slow. It's actually slow and grueling, and they have the cops speaking for them. Play for me, Will.
I have a question. I have to bring someone here about 4 o'clock to vote.
I'm going to ask you to talk to this.
Are they going to turn everyone down?
I'm going to ask you to talk to this gentleman because the voting is closed right now.
It's closed.
I just want you to talk to this gentleman.
We have the right to vote until 4:30.
I got you.
Why is it closed?
Let me explain it to you.
Please.
Okay. This process is very slow and grueling.
That doesn't matter if we're online.
Very slow and grueling.
Doesn't right? matter if we're online by 4:30, we have the right to vote.
The reason why it had to close was because a high volume of people wanted to do this, slow and grueling.
Well, then they have to wait till everyone's...
They had to cut the line at 1:45.
They cut the line at 1:45.
1:45.
You hear that, everyone? They cut the line at 1:45.
This is
voter fraud, by the way. Who? Yes, it is. Oh, voter protection. I heard about that on X. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Contact.
Voter protection. Let's see what
contact
that's
from. The county commissioners to complain.
This is, and so you don't think this is voter fraud? This is voter fraud. See that, everyone? They cut the line, even though we have till 4:30. Election fraud here in Bucks County. And you have an oath. I mean, don't you care? I mean, like, really? This is ridiculous. They're not accepting anyone else.
Oh, did they cut off for today?
They cut it off because of election fraud. That's why they cut it off.
That's incorrect. It's actually posted online that they can cut it off.
No, it's election fraud.
It's not.
It's election fraud. What are you voting for, the left? It's election fraud. They're open till 4:30. Everyone in line has the right to vote until 4:30.
On election day.
No, this is election day.
No.
I got a videotape.
This is ridiculous. I just got a video.
So let's go back to front on this real quick. So the lady that she's saying it's election fraud, the girl that appears to be on our side, she's going, it's election fraud, it's election fraud. And the leftist goes, it's not election fraud. So she goes, no, we're supposed to be able to vote until 4:30. And the idiot on the left goes, that's on election day? So you think the polling places are open only till 4:30 on election day? You see how people get brainwashed into idiocy? That dipsquat moronic woman will say, you know what? No, that's the polls are just open till 4:30 on election day? So in Pennsylvania, they're only open till 4:30. How is anybody going to vote after work? I mean, you see how brainwashed you are, all these people? That's why it's so easy to get them to wear masks and take 10 vaccines and stand 6 feet apart and close down their businesses. It's so easy to get them to do it because this idiot will just spout off anything. That's just for election day. Where does she read that from? Everybody pull up Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and see that their polling places are closed probably at 7 o'clock at night, election day, or 8 o'clock at night, election day. No polling place closes at 4:30 in the afternoon on election day. This is for early voting. And obviously, they're supposed to stay open until 4:30. Now, why did they, You know, again, why did they shut this down? Why did they shut this down? Because it was slow and grueling, according to the cop. So first of all, why are they turning it over to local law enforcement to make an explanation about why the polling place is closed? It's got nothing to do with the local cops. It's got nothing to do with them. It has to do with whatever precinct it is. And there's a precinct committeeman, and there's a precinct captain right there. Why are they not answering for him? Why are they delegating it to the cop? And the cop goes, oh, well, since there's a high volume of people, and it's slow and grueling. See how everyone is brainwashed? And of course, not the 858 of us that are watching and who's ever watching on Christian Television Network right now, locally. We're not brainwashed, but you see how all these people, we wonder how we quote, unquote, lose states. We don't ever lose states outside of the bluest of the blue, like Illinois, we might lose. We don't even lose California, folks. We've never lost Colorado. We've never lost Nevada. We've never lost New Mexico. We've never lost Arizona. We've never lost Florida. We've never lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin. It's all cheating. Mass fraudulent cheating. We're not losing these elections. I'm talking about national senatorial presidential elections. We don't lose these elections. We're cheated out of them by people like this and brainwashed morons that go along with it, right or left, that go along with it. You actually take as an acceptable excuse that the polling place has been shut down, that the process is slow and grueling? First of all, why is it slow and grueling? And why am I speaking so high? Why is it slow and grueling? I go in there and I call them in a circle. Duh. Day, day. Count them, please. How's it slow and grueling? And not only that, they don't even count them. You fill it out, and it slides into a machine that counts them, which are all mysteriously shut down now. Dominion machines are having a major problem nationwide right now, which we'll get to in a minute. So that's your excuse. And then who does this person end up talking to? Yeah, see this picture right here? These people are popping up all over Pennsylvania right now. On her badge, you can't really see it clearly there because that was the one I screenshot. Aaron's is probably better. Voter protection badge. No, you got the words on the badge. But anyway, so that she has, Grimace has one too. Voter protection badge. Those, and right above it, you see that little word above voter? I had a better pick yesterday. It actually says DEMS, Dems, voter protection. And that person is addressing a MAGA person wondering why the polling place has been shut down at 1:45 instead of 4:30. There's Grimace. Great job, Aaron. There's Grimace. That's who that's who comes up and addresses MAGA is Dems voter protection. They've all gone to Kinko's. Kamala, remember that? They've all gone to Kinko's and made their own badges, like making your own trophy. World's greatest dad. No, they go and make their own badges, Dems voter protection. And they go up and start addressing problems at the polling place? They're not addressing problems. They're causing problems. See, there. Thank you, Aaron. Great job. There you go, right here. Strange how these idiots are showing up everywhere. That's a trustworthy-looking guy, right? He goes into Kinko's and prints his own badge. Probably got his own police car, too. He drives around it. Like was it Danny Davis or whatever his name is?
Danny Duncan. Yeah.
Danny Duncan drives around his own police car. Remember he did that like during the COVID thing, like mass police or something like that? It's pretty funny. So this is popping up everyone. Why is the polling place closing 1:45? Because the process is slow and grueling. And everybody is now brainwashed into believing this? Does anybody remember 10 years ago when we all knew the results of an election? Night of? And now there's been great technological, quote-unquote, technological advances, and now it takes 10 times longer with greater technological advances. Shouldn't it take 10 times faster? All right, let's go to the next one. Ann Vandersteel video. Illegal voters cutting the line again. Here it is. Look at this in Pennsylvania, swing state. Here it is, Pennsylvania. It figures, and, of course, Ann Vandersteel writing, buses of non-English-speaking, quote-unquote, citizens guided past Americans who have been waiting in line for hours to cast their votes. Can you imagine? I can tell you flat out, if it was me in line, it would not go well. This would not go well if I was in line or Aaron was in line or Will was in line. This would not go well. So that all these Americans are waiting in line for hours in this mysterious bus of people who are non-English speaking, i.e. non-citizens, are walked past them to the front of the line to vote. Don't believe me? Play for me, Will.
No, they had these people, they had about 12 of them walked in, they were all foreigners, and then they took them up, these younger people helped them to fill out, they say vote PA today,
yep.
And then
vote
they took
today,
them up,
PA. Yep.
And somehow they beat a 2-hour line, and then they walked up, and the one lady, they were even asking her, they're like, we don't have you in the system, your name's not right, and they're like, oh, well, we'll take it back and change it.
Yeah.
How do you change your damn name?
Exactly, yeah. Well, thank you.
So there you go. So not only do they get to walk past all the Americans, many of them go up and give their own wrong name that gets corrected by the poll worker in Pennsylvania. I'll bet you that poll worker had voter protection, Dems voter protection badge on, right? How much you want to bet? So a person goes up to vote and doesn't know their correct name? That would disqualify you to vote just on a retarded basis. But I'm just saying, you don't know your own name, and then the poll worker corrects it? Oh, no, my name is William Jones. Are you sure? So they don't have them on the preordained voting rolls? You know, the fake ballots that they've generated? You know, because all these election officials inside of these states just like I illustrated last night, like in the state of Arizona, they have 218,000 phantom people that they can pull from anywhere. They have no addresses, no signature verification, no names, but 218,000 people that the Secretary of State, who runs the elections, has no idea who they are. Now, they can pull those names anytime they want. And they can just make up the names. They got 218,000 slots that they can just use anytime they want. And that's what they're doing here. Oh, your name's not Bill Johnson, is it? It's actually Steve Williams. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my name. I'll go up there and my name's Tom Lipley. That's not your name, isn't it? Isn't it Charles Johnson? Oh, that's right. I forgot my name. I'm 56 years old and suddenly I forgot my name. I mean, this is actually happening in the United States of America. If you're a leftist, this should alarm you. And then if you bring this up, you're an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Imagine thinking that questioning an election is a threat to democracy when it's the essence of a democracy. Adam Hughes' video, voter intimidation. Here it is, my pet peeve. Aaron, just side by side that for me for just a second. There it is. You want to know my pet peeve of all pet peeves? It's just fat turd right here. Here he is. You're like, Tom, weren't you a cop? Yeah. This is obviously a cop, by the way. People are thinking that it's a rent-a-cop. It's not a cop. I can tell you, he's uniformed. He is an actual police officer somewhere in Bucks County, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Okay, here we are. Aaron, today is 30th?
Yes.
October 30th of 2024. We began 15 days to flatten the curve on March 15th of 2020. And this idiot is still wearing a mask alone outside, and there's a masked idiot right behind him too. He's standing by himself masked outside. Can you imagine being so brainwashed and being such a sheeple that you wear a mask standing by yourself outside in October, basically November of 2024, when everything has come out and said masks are completely useless, but you're so brainwashed or you're so committed to the leftist, globalist, bourgeois, elitist cause that you are willing to wear their 2024 swastika as a police officer. No wonder he's willing to enforce. You have 4 years, 7 months, and 15 days of 15 days to flatten the curve. Aaron just gave me the actual statistical data. 4 years and 7 months of 15 days to flatten the curve, and this fat turd is still wearing his mask. And no, I do not care about calling him fat. He is fat. All right, Adam Hughes' video, voter intimidation. Mass police are threatening voters with arrest for wearing red hats. Play for me.
What will happen if I do not take my hat off?
If you refuse, you're going to be arrested and taken to jail.
If I don't take my hat off?
You're going to be fingerprinted and processed. Actually, you're not going to be taken to jail. You're going to be fingerprinted and released.
But I'll be arrested, though.
Yes.
For wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again.
That's correct.
It does not say Donald Trump on it anywhere.
That's so correct. To vote. Can you move up, please?
That's correct.
Yeah.
One. But if it said Make America Wonderful Again, he could wear it? So this cop arbitrarily gets to make a decision that that's Trump propaganda. It just says, doesn't say Trump 2024. It says Make America Great Again. What if it wasn't red? Because there's many black Trump hats and there's many white Trump hats and there's many flag Trump hats. I have some of them. I have a giant Trump hat. Actually, it's a Make America Great Again hat. That's this big, Aaron, and I took a picture together. What if I was wearing that? It doesn't say Trump 2024. But yeah, there. You know what, guys? Can you go back to that video? Because I just have to make some comments. And just run it side by side, the one from before. I just have to make some comments. And you guys both know. The one. Keep going. The one for. I'm talking about Adam Hughes' video of voter intimidation. Right there. Just, yeah, mute it. Look at all the masked people. I can't help it, folks. I know you're probably like, Tom, shut up on the mask. We're sick of hearing. I can't help it. Aaron, help me.
I can't.
Okay, look at these people. Look at them. And they, by the way, they look like illegal immigrant voters right behind them anyway. They're probably masked for a reason because they're probably 16 years old and being trafficked right after they vote. So, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, how dumb can you be? Because if you span that line and the camera kicks back the other way, right there, see it? You see the mass people. Look at these idiots. Look at these idiots alone outside wearing a mask in November of 2024. As Aaron illustrated, 4 years, 7 months, and 15 days after 15 days to flatten the curve. And you're still wearing a mask outside? That is an oath of allegiance to stupidity. It's an oath of allegiance to a political narrative. It's an oath of allegiance to totalitarianism. It is the swastika of the globalist left, and they have their oath of allegiance on their freaking face. Disgusting. And this guy is a repulsive, turd-sucking moron who took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. If that means you lose your job, then you lose your job. When they tell you to start confiscating weapons, you quit your job. When they start telling you to arrest people for spanking their kids, you quit their job. You want honor more than a job. You can't tell people that they can't freely express themselves. They can even wear Trump if they want to. There's nothing that says you can't. Now, there are specific state laws that say you can't wear you know, the specific candidate, okay, if that's the case in Bucks County, because this is Bucks County, if there might be a specific statute that says you can't wear a candidate's name. He doesn't have a candidate's name on there. So he can wear anything that doesn't have a candidate's name on there, and he does. And this guy's kicking him out because he deems it to be for a candidate. And then you have to be a disgusting human being, devoid of all integrity, devoid of a backbone, bent over. Not, and he's this guy right here, fat turd. He doesn't even qualify as an ankle grabber. He's a butt cheek grabber. You know, there's access to you when you grab your ankles. There's mass access to you when you grab your butt cheeks and spread them. That's what they make you do when you're in prison. If you're in the military, they may make you grab your ankles for your anal exam. But when you go into prison, you got to grab both butt cheeks and you got to pull hard. And spread them. That's what this guy is. That's who he is. He'll do anything. He'll do anything to keep his... And I'm a cop writer, same level as him. I was the same level as him 25 years. I worked things like this. 100, 200, 300 times I worked things like this. And you're going to sacrifice your dignity, your integrity for a political... It's either for a political narrative or to save his job. What a freaking spineless coward. And if anybody knows this guy, go ahead and send this video to him. And you can have, I'll give that guy, because he's a cop, I'll give him my personal phone number and we'll have it out on the phone. I'll have it out with him in person. There's no threat. He's muscleless and fat. I'm not worried about it. All right, let's go to the next one. I mean, you're like, Tom, move on. We've been on. I know. I can't help it. There's too many observations in that one video. Too many narratives, too many agenda items in that narrative. All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene, press release parody video. A new video of Bucks County PA police officer blocking the doors. Play it for me.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging there.
We're almost there. Okay, we're going to get you.
Now, I didn't set properly, Will or Aaron, run that side by side. I didn't set that up properly because I need to set it up to give it some reference. When you are in line to vote, if you are in line to vote and the time comes where the polling place closes, 7 o'clock during the regular election day or during early voting at 4:30 here in Bucks County. Boy, Bucks County has turned out to be an absolute atrocity. If you are in line at the time the polling place closes, everybody in line gets to vote. How many of us already know that rule? And now we're supposed to accept the absolute idiocy, the absolute nonsensical. Look at all these people. He's keeping them from voting. It's 4:30 in that picture. They were all already in line, and he cuts them off. You're like, Tom, that's against the rules. I know, but who's going to enforce it? Obviously, Bucks County police are corrupt. The mayor or the county commission, whoever it is that runs this area, is corrupt. You can't tell people they're already in line at 4:30. They are legally allowed to vote. As a matter of fact, they're not legally allowed to vote. They're legally mandated to vote by law. You have to allow them to vote. And the cops are enforcing lawlessness. The cops are enforcing criminality. The cops aren't enforcing law. If they were enforcing the law, they would be allowing those people to vote. But they're actually enforcing the opposite of the law, the antithesis of the law. That's what they're doing. Amazing to me. I will never get it. It's one of my pet peeves. You've kind of caught on to that tonight. Are cops doing the antithesis of law enforcement in the name of law enforcement? It's like most Christians, especially during COVID, were following the Antichrist in the name of Jesus. Put your mask on. Stand 6 feet apart. Take your vaccinations. Oh, you know what now? Yeah, vaccine passports and vaccine requirements right out of the book of Revelation 13 and 14. Yeah, but we're just going along with it in the name of Jesus to show our compassion to the world. We're going to acquiesce and we're going to capitulate to bold-faced, demonic, antichrist lies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what most Christians did and are doing a lot of the time. All right, let's go to the next one. Well, Kyle Becker video. Is that the right place, Will?
Yes, sir.
You can just side by side this one. WNP Scranton mistakenly showed the Pennsylvania results for the 2024 election. What's going on in Pennsylvania? Go roll it back to the beginning for me, guys, real quick. Just scroll it right back. There, look at that. Freeze that for me. There you go. That's what they put out. They were doing a practice session. And that's what they put out. I wonder who they think's going to win. I wonder who is it that they know that Kamala Harris is going to be made to one in the state of Pennsylvania? Well, you look at Bucks County, they were not even allowing Trump supporters to vote. Already in line at 4:30, can't vote. Shut down the line at 1:45, can't vote. Have you ever heard of anybody not being able to vote once they're in line? Until the last, basically 2020, 2022, and 2024, it has all begun. Mass voter fraud. It has all begun. You're not allowed to vote. The lines are closed. Why? Because a lot of people decided to come. So I can't vote because a lot of people are voting? That has disqualified me from being able to vote because what was the quote? I love the quote.
Slow and grueling.
Slow and grueling. Thank you, Aaron. There it is. Slow and grueling. There's a high volume of people, says the police, why are the police enforcing voter laws? But yet whenever you try to use law to get forensic audits, use law to prosecute election criminals and voter fraud suspects, the police aren't wanting to be involved, but they're perfectly willing to shut down polling places at 1:45. They won't prosecute anybody for voter fraud. They won't prosecute anybody for election fraud, but they will prevent MAGA people from voting at 1:45 in the afternoon. Or you're already in line at 4:30, and they won't let you vote, even though the law says they have to let you vote. But again, when you're in a blue jurisdiction with blue judges, blue juries, who's going to enforce law? No one. That's why we all just need to move to our own areas. Let's move to our own areas. Tom, it's not giving up. It's just the way things are now. You're crazy. If you are like, if you're like me or you're a pundit, even a small time pundit like me, I don't even have 1,000 people watching that I can see right now. I got 954 people watching. Bongino's 170,000 people watching. But you're like a pundit and you live in a blue area, you better watch your back because they're going to find something to charge you with. You'll be like, yeah, but there'd be all kinds of exculpatory material. And, you know, you could say that I committed a crime. I could show that I was out of town. You think that's going to stop them from prosecuting you? And they say that, you know, they say that you robbed a 7-Eleven. Yeah, but there's video footage of, you know, I'm white and it shows a black female doing the robbery. That won't get you out. And you're like, Tom, that makes no sense. I'm telling you right now, that's what they're doing to Trump. There's no evidence that Trump has ever committed a crime. None. Zero. And there's not even any evidence that he committed crimes that don't even exist. They're charging him with crimes that don't exist. The 34 felony counts have never existed before until that trial. They're just creating crimes. You're like, but Tom, if that was the case, then something or somebody would step in and say, you're being charged with a crime that doesn't exist. Who's going to step in? Name it. Who's going to step in? You got Judge Engeron. He's the judge. You got Alvin Twinkies Bragg as the prosecutor. Then you have Matthew Colangelo sent by the number three in the DOJ, sent to prosecute Donald Trump. Blue judge, blue jury, blue prosecutors, blue grand jury, blue appellate court. Who's going to let you out? Who's going to let you out? You have. I mean, think about it. This is where we are. It's a very, very dangerous situation. Now you have local media predicting that Harris is going to win. All right, where the heck am I at? Will Bellam? Bellam Video. What do you think? What do you think of this? The Trump campaign has just filed a huge lawsuit. Play for me.
I know that a lot of you today have seen these videos of people being turned away from the polls in places like Delaware County and Bucks County. And last night, we even saw one of our great local leaders, Val Biancaniello, arrested at the polls for telling people to stay in line. All she was doing was telling folks, stay and vote. They took her away in handcuffs. Folks, here's what's happening. Democrat election officials are seeing our numbers. They're seeing our turnout. They are seeing us breaking early vote records across Pennsylvania. They are terrified, and they want to stop our momentum. We are not going to let them suppress our votes. We are going to fight. I'm proud tonight to tell you that the Trump-Vance campaign has just filed a huge lawsuit against Bucks County for turning away our voters. We are going to fight this thing in court, and all we ask of you is to stay in line. Donald Trump needs your votes. Donald Trump needs Pennsylvania, and America needs Pennsylvania. We are going to swamp the vote, and we are not going to let the Democrats stop us.
Let's talk about this. Mama Villa writes here, I hope Laura Trump has someone from the RNC station in Bucks County the next few days. Listen, that's the, you know, you have to give credit where credit is due. I've been highly critical of the RNC, but not since Laura Trump has taken over, because they are suing now. This is what you have to do now. You go after Bucks County now, and then the next day they're letting people vote at 4:30 that are already in line. They're not closing down the polling places inexplicably at 1:45. You jump on it now. You don't let the fraud happen, then try to litigate it post-election when everybody has like 12 days to certify the election. Why do they only have 12 days? Because they wanted to make it only 12 days, so they have to certify fraudulent elections. So there's no time to litigate anything. There's no time for a forensic audit. They don't want there to be any time. So we have to certify. We have to certify. Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. We have to certify. No, you don't. Do a forensic audit. Why is everybody afraid? That is the essence of democracy, a forensic audit. Who voted? Where did it come from? Name. Address, phone number, legitimize the name. Every name needs to be legitimized because the Democrats have hundreds of thousands of phantom voters How do they create phantom voters when you have no signature verification needed? You have mass mail-in balloting, no ID requirements. If there's no ID requirements, what stops me? Can't do this in the state of Florida, but in the state of Pennsylvania, in the state of Michigan, if there's no voter ID requirement at all, what keeps me from voting in every county three times? Aaron, am I missing it? What would stop me?
Yeah. Nothing.
If I go in there and there's no ID requirements, where they go in and they check you off as a registered voter, that's what they do here in the state of Florida. You go in and you have your driver's license. You are already a registered voter. And when you go and show your ID, they check you off. You're done. You cannot vote again in the state of Florida. I can drive wherever I want. I can try whenever I can go back to the precinct. I can try it. I can vote at 7 o'clock in the morning, go back at 8 o'clock at night or whatever the polls close and try to vote again. I can't. I'll automatically be red flagged. Not in Michigan. What's going to stop you? If they don't do that, a voter ID check and voter verification showing that I'm actually a human being, then what would stop any? I mean, think about it. You wouldn't have to be even 18 years old. You certainly wouldn't have to be a United States citizen, would you? You go in there and nobody asks for anything. So what would stop you from voting 47 times? Don't worry, I'm going to show you how people are doing that in just a minute. I cannot believe it's already 9:54. Gosh, I got to be done in like 16 minutes. Something like that. All right, here we go. Lips of TikTok, Will, is that where I'm at?
Yes, sir.
I'm screaming so much tonight, I'm losing place on my slides here. All right, just in Democratic, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Anybody remember who she is? She's one of the states that sued to have Trump removed off the ballot. That's a wonderful human being that she is. And as an ardent defender of democracy, she tried to have a candidate removed from a ballot as a defender of democracy. Tried to cover up how her office leaked passwords for voting systems until she was called out. Now, this is the second. Now, everybody, I'm not trying to act like people are dumb or anything, but just so everybody knows, who runs your elections in your states? Secretary of State of your state runs the freaking election. Her office. Now you can see maybe, you know, some precinct, some individual, some election worker, you know, some insider, whatever it may be, leaked some passwords. You can see it. No, the leaks are coming from her office. The Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, tried to cover up how her office, the person running the elections, leaked passwords for voting systems until she was called out. Sent voter registration mailers to 30,000 non-citizens. Aren't we told endlessly? Aren't we propagated endlessly by MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and the rest of the globalist Goebbels media? Aren't we told that we don't need to be concerned about illegals voting because it's already illegal? Then why did she mail 30,000 ballots to non-citizens or registration mailers? So, in other words, ballots. Message voters to vote after they already voted. She's trying to get people to vote more than once. This is the Secretary of State who runs the elections in the state of Colorado. You think we lose Colorado? Do you honestly think we lost Colorado? We never lose Colorado. People like her come up with 30,000 non-citizens who vote in it. And mails and messages voters who have already voted to vote again. That's the person running the election committing mass felonious crimes. And she, of course, tried to remove Trump from the ballot. This woman, lives of TikTok, Shia Raichik, writing, this woman is totally incompetent, must resign. You can reach your office at 303-894-2200 for those of you watching in Colorado. Watch this video. Play for me.
Secretary Griswold told me today that she had not decided whether to tell you, the public, about that password leak before she got called out on it publicly today. I asked Secretary Griswold whether she takes responsibility for this election security breach in the same way that she has held others accountable. And we discussed a string of errors by her office that can damage voter confidence.
To be very clear, we do not see this as a full security threat to the state. This is not a security threat.
You do frequent media interviews warning of the insider threats to elections. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security defines an insider threat as somebody who uses authorized access wittingly or unwittingly to do harm. Did the actions of your office pose an insider threat to elections?
No.
In 2021, when Mesa County's voting system passwords leaked, your office said, quote, the public disclosure of the BIOS passwords for one or more components of Mesa County's voting system alone constitutes a serious breach of voting system security protocols. By that standard, did your office commit a serious breach of voting system security protocols?
Well, to push back on you, Kyle, that sentence is in the press release, but there is a much bigger press release. And part of that investigation in Mesa County was two sets of passwords, unauthorized access, stolen passwords, and it was in a different time. Since 2021 and what happened in Mesa County, our security has improved, including the 24/7 hour cameras, including the badge and access. The law has been significantly strengthened since then. We have multiple layers in place to ensure situations like Mesa County don't occur, and that is not what is occurring here.
This is not the first time that your office has made mistakes that have damaged voters' confidence in our elections. In 2022, your office sent out mailers to 30,000 non-citizens inviting them to register to vote. They, of course, are not eligible to register to vote. That same year, your office used Colorado's ballot tracking system to send messages to specific Coloradans encouraging them to vote when, in fact, they had already voted, causing confusion that had to be cleaned up by the county clerks. And now this leak of the voting system passwords. Given your office's repeated errors that have damaged confidence in our elections, which you say is paramount, will you resign?
Absolutely not, Kyle. And I just want to, you're unfairly characterizing and leaving out some crucial information. We came out immediately and said a postcard had been sent out to people who are ineligible. The postcard clearly stated that someone had to be a U.S. citizen. No one tried to register from that group of people. We were actively tracking it. And it became a situation where no one registered. And to push back even further, Kyle, Colorado is tied for number one in confidence in the country in our elections. We have stood up to situations time and time again to protect the right of Coloradans, going over and beyond what anybody would ask of civil servants in this office.
One. So don't worry, Jenna Griswold has strengthened security. That's what she says. And they're tied for number one in voter security in the United States of America. Who is it that puts out the ratings, Mark Elias? Who puts out the ratings? Perkins Coie? How in the world are they number one? When she sent voter registration mailers to 30,000 non-citizens, but her explanation, don't worry, none of them tried to register. But she sent 30,000 registration forms knowingly to non-citizens. But her explanation for doing so is, don't worry, none of them actually registered, even though I gave them the opportunity to do so, and then messaged voters to vote even after they already voted. And when we've come up with something, she reminded me of somebody that from the movies. You remember the movie Misery? You have this woman here. This, of course, is Jenna Griswold, and then you have the woman from Misery. They're like one and the same. I mean, look at these crazy-eyed women. I mean, there you go. That's who's running our elections, by the way. There she is, running our election. All right, let's go to the next one. So here's Matt, XRP Patriot video. We're off voter fraud now. Marjorie Taylor Greene sounds the alarm after Capitol Police conduct late-night casualty evacuation exercises on Capitol Hill with 12 helicopters buzzing over Capitol Hill. Has anybody ever seen this before? This is from 2 days ago. Has anybody ever seen pre-election these things going on in Washington, D.C.? Play for me, Will.
one.
Looks to me like they're wargaming the Raskin plan, right? To use the 14th Amendment to control the raging Trump mobs after he gets elected. When they deny him taking the presidency of the United States, then they deny him doing using the 14th Amendment, Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, calling him an insurrectionist, a crime that he's never even been charged with, let alone convicted of. And he's still never, there's no charging affidavit for him, charging him with insurrection. Right now, he's never been charged with it. He's never been convicted of it, but Jamie Raskin wants to use it to keep him from taking the presidency of the United States after he's been elected. He wants to keep him from taking office. That looks like practice for that, doesn't it? To control the raging Trump mobs when all of us are severely pissed off that they don't allow him to take office after we've elected him, just like they want to keep him off of a ballot, just like they want to sue him off the ballot, like they want to prosecute him off the ballot. They want to put him in prison to get him off the ballot. And he's supposed to be sentenced for his 34 felony counts later on in November, like November 26th, I believe. So look at this. Kamala Harris now, Charles R. Downs video. How did she get that massive crowd at the, is it the Ellipse or the Eclipse?
Ellipse.
Ellipse in Washington, D.C. How did she get that massive crowd? Well, here it is. Play for me.
What's up, everyone? I'm like 100 feet away from the entrance to Kamala Harris's big rally in D.C. And look what I found. Lines of buses. So when Kamala talks about her crowd being so large tonight, just know it's all fake. They're all bussed in. Let's take a walk. Look how long this bus line goes. Just keeps going and going and going. I think they know they're busted. Look, more buses. It doesn't stop.
You know what you don't see at a Trump rally? Buses. You know why? Because we don't bus people in. I've been to a Trump rally. Anybody else been to a Trump rally? Probably a lot of you watching have been to a Trump rally. I went to a Trump rally in 2020. You know what there wasn't? There, I mean, we were packed out. Robarts Arena, Sarasota County, Florida. In the actual city of Sarasota. You know, there weren't there. There was thousands upon thousands of people. There was thousands that got in. Thousands and thousands that didn't get in. I got in because I was friends with a higher up in the Republican Party in Sarasota. I was like 25 feet from Trump. I can show you. I have to show, put the video on the podcast at some point. And I got in because I was a cop. And I knew the person running the security detail there. And I knew the Republican Party. Of course, I mean, I had to pass security too. But the thing is, you know what wasn't there? Not one bus. You know why? Because we don't need to bus people in. And this is Sarasota. This is some booming metropolis. And there was thousands of people in, thousands of people standing out line outside waiting to get in and that didn't get in. Not one bus anywhere. I've been there. I know. Why are these buses there? Why would you need to bus people in? Because you're paying them. When you have a $2 billion war chest, which she does, you can pay people $1,500. Will just said a minute ago. Yeah, you paid me enough, I go there. Well, that's Will, though. I mean, we have to give Will some allotment. He did fight in a war. But I guess he's willing to sell his soul for a night for $1,200. But anyway, he's just joking. So am I. But anyway, so that's why they have it. That's, if you're wondering why they have such what's it again, Aaron? The Ellipse?
Ellipse.
Ellipse. This is why. This is it right here. All right, let's go to the next one. 1776 video. Judge Joe Brown has become one of my top 10 favorite people. Judge Joe Brown just dropped major revelation. George Soros is a big investor in Kamala Harris. It's definitely a popcorn moment, folks. Play it for me.
She is the first person, the only person in California's history to run with no Republican opponent for U.S. Senator.
Wow. I did not know that.
And then there's another suspect thing, One West Bank. George Soros was the major investor in One West Bank. Mnuchin, later the Obama administration, and for 1 year in the Trump administration before he got fired, he was CEO. This is when they were having that mortgage foreclosure fraud situation. I had three neighbors lost their properties behind this fraud. So just about every county in California returned indictments against Mnuchin and One West Bank. There were 5,200-plus counts of indictments returned. 5,200. Well, Soros and Mnuchin raised a lot of money for Kamala, quite a few million dollars for her to run for the office of Attorney General of the state of California. When she got elected, she used her authority to consolidate all of these indictment counts and dismiss them. 3 weeks later, George Soros sells One West Bank for $3.42 billion. And then they raised a lot of money to get her elected as U.S. Senator without Republican opposition. Now, can you imagine California with no Republican candidate running against the Democratic Party candidate? Incredible. See, that's how she gets in. And at that point, she was Indian.
Oh, yeah. She was sworn in as Indian.
Yeah. So she wasn't talking about being black.
All right. So you end up with 5,200 counts. I mean, I've never heard of that before. 5,200 counts against One West Bank owned by George Soros and 5,200 counts against One West Bank and Steve Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin and Soros, who owns One West Bank, fundraised for Kamala Harris to become AG of California. She becomes AG of California, consolidates all the counts, and drops them. What kind of systems does everyone believe that we live in compared to what we actually live in? Where you have the criminals fundraising for their prosecutor, who then drops their charges against them. And then Soros sells One West Bank for $3.2 billion and funds her senatorial campaign where she ran unopposed. And you know what? When you run unopposed, guess what's going to happen? You're going to win. This is the real United States of America. There was a dream that was Rome to be a republic. There was a dream that we were a constitutional republic. But now we are an oligarchical monarchy. We are a hypocritical oligarchy. That's what we are. Not you and me, not the 1,055 people that are watching right now, not us, but the leftists and many rhino Republicans. This is what they are. There's no real justice. If you can get the prosecutor elected to prosecute you, you get that person elected and that's the person going to be assigned to prosecute you, and she consolidates the charges against you and drops them, you think that's justice? 5,200 counts against Mnuchin and One West Bank / Soros? I had to show you this one. This is just for fun. Insider paper tweet. Anybody wondering who the Terminator was backing for president? New, I'll be backing Kamala Harris. Arnold Schwarzenegger endorses Kamala Harris because that's what he is. He's a spineless rhino, never been a true conservative, quote unquote Republican. And since Trump wants nothing to do with him, he's doing the Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's back to bashing Trump now because Trump basically communicated to Nikki Haley, you will never have any part in my administration. No part whatsoever. Ever will you have a part in my administration. So now she's bashing Donald Trump again. All right, let's go to the next one. Nicholas Kristof tweet. Just have to show you these because they're interesting. Now we've all heard the arguments that Republicans are causing women to die because they can't get an abortion. And by the way, statistically speaking, there is never a need for a woman to get an abortion that will save her life. There's never actually a need for a woman to get an abortion to save her life. Never. Statistically speaking, never. But they're saying that women are dying. We saw it. I think it was Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski. She said Trump is killing women. And this is one of the stories that they like to use. Whether they use the specific one or not, well, it's being used by a leftist right here. So it's being used. But whether this was one that Mika was talking about or not, I don't know. But what they're saying is that Trump, by sending the abortion subject back to the states, by sending the abortion issue back to the states, he's killing women. No, he's actually saving women in the womb. Because America kills 500,000 women in the womb every year by the people who claim to be advocates for women. But this is this kind of story that they always use. Nicholas Kristof, a struggling Nevada mom, suffers a miscarriage. the police show up and arrest her for manslaughter. Because she, that's what they're saying. That women can't get, was it DNCs?
DNC.
DNC. Thank you, Aaron. I knew you'd remember.
Yep.
DNCs. They can't get DNCs under the abortion laws in states. That's absolutely not true. Abortion means killing a live human being. A DNC means evacuating a person who has already died of natural causes. They are bold-faced freaking liars. That's who they are. So this is one of the kind of stories that they use to drum up propaganda. The police show up and arrest her for manslaughter because she just had a miscarriage. She gets arrested under these draconian Trump laws. She's not even president of the United States. These draconian Trump laws. And she's sentenced to 2.5 to 8 years in prison. Only when a pro bono lawyer steps up and appeals does the judge reverse the conviction and set her free to return to her children. This is family values. They question the Trump voters. This is family values. Now, this is the woman that they allowed. That I'll read the sentence again. According to Nicholas Kristof, only when a pro bono lawyer steps up and appeals does the judge reverse the conviction and set her free to return to her children. Read the bottom. She smoked meth while pregnant. Now she's returned to her children. Two crimes. Her baby was well past viability. Autopsy found 28 to 32 weeks. She admitted she smoked the meth to kill her child. I wonder why the cops arrested her. Law enforcement believes the baby was born alive and then killed. This was in 2018 before Roe was overturned. See what liars these people are? Disgusting, perverted, Satanist liars, demonic liars. They use this. They use stories like this, and that's what Nicholas Kristof is doing. They use stories like this to illustrate a fraudulent fact that Trump overturning Roe v. Wade is causing women to be arrested for having a miscarriage, causing women to get arrested or prevented from having a DNC. None of that ever happens. And when something like this actually does happen, first of all, it happened, 2 years before Roe v. Wade was even overturned. No, it was just overturned during the Biden administration. You put the judges in place to overturn it during the Trump administration. It was overturned less than 2 years ago. So it's basically Roe v. Wade was overturned roughly in 2022. This occurred 4 years before that, and they use it. They use it as ammo to show that you never should have overturned Roe v. Wade. But it has nothing to do with it because Roe v. Wade was overturned 4 years later. It sounds like Kamala's book, where she has a picture of her and Grandma Beryl, who died 4 years before Kamala was born. And Kamala has a picture with her when Kamala's like 20 years old with her arm around Grandma Beryl. But Grandma Beryl died 4 years before Trump was born. Same thing here. They try to use a case to show how horrible it was to overturn Roe v. Wade, but the case happened 4 years before Roe v. Wade was overturned. And the woman probably killed her own kid on purpose. The kid was 32 weeks old, well past viability. And she admitted to smoking meth to kill her kid. If you admit to smoking crack to kill your own born child, should you not be arrested? So who is this Nicholas Kristof? He must be some far outside right left winger. Well, you know, he's a New York Times columnist. Author and farmer of cider, apples, and wine grapes. What an idiot. That's who these people are. I mean, you look at this guy. He looks like your average, everyday American citizen. He is a lying, demonic, wretched human being who just lies for a living. All right, 1016, that's good. I got more. I got a whole Jocelyn Benson section, but I'll do it tomorrow night. Rumble Rants tonight. Texas, Billy, $50. Nitsua, $99, $20. Goosey, $600, $10. Hassle-Free TV, $10. Order in the Court, $10. Really, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, we got the matriarch of the Chat, Fedora the Explorer, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margriter, $10, always in the Rumble Rant. Appreciate you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. It's awesome, as usual. You'll love it. Appreciate you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. God bless you. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you? That you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.